This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. In addition to the many athletes preparing for a big trip to Rio for the 2016 Summer Olympics, there's a small army of other kinds of people who will also be making the trek: coaches, trainers, healthcare workers, journalists. Among the Vermonters going is sports broadcaster Peter Graves of Thetford. He'll be doing live PA announcing at some of the Rio events, and he joins us now to talk about what that's like. Peter, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Thank you very much, Jane. It's great to be with you.
So do you know yet what events, what kinds of things you'll be doing this broadcasting, live PA announcing for in Rio?
You know, it's interesting. As of right now, I don't. I got a call last Friday, and one of the things I know that I'm doing for sure is I'm going to go down a week early and meet with all the PA announcers at all the different venues over a period of a week and clinic them and bring them up to speed on some of the knowledge that I've acquired over the years of do's and don'ts. And, you know, it's interesting because in my career, often I've been, you know, picked to go to one venue and do a lot of research about that, you know, ski sport particularly. I've done a great deal of. But right now it looks like I'm going to be a backup announcer if anyone gets sick, loses their voice, which is a very common problem. And at Sochi, I started doing the English language announcing at Metals Plaza and ended up doing ski jumping and alpine skiing, which was great. So as of today, I really don't know, but I know I'm going.
Yeah, this will be, I think, your ninth Olympic Games as either a TV commentator or a PA announcer. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah.
So you're sort of like
it's
a coach
been an
now.
Amazing experience. I'm sorry?
You're sort of like a coach now if you're leading clinics for other PA announcers.
Yeah, I'm really proud to do that. I've learned a lot over this time, some of it by making mistakes myself that I try to eliminate with others. So
Peter, that is an opening
journey.
You never should ask a journalist. What is the biggest mistake that you made as a PA announcer?
Well, I'll give you one example that I made in Sochi, for example, and this will be one thing that I'll be talking to the athletes about. Often very common among people to say Macedonia, for example, but the formal IOC nomenclature is the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, for example, and that's just one of many. So, you know, I'll be talking to the announcers about not cheerleading for their favorite country, to pronunciate the athletes' names properly, all those kinds of things. No cheerleading, and perhaps most importantly, in PA announcing, not letting the announcer be an integral part of the show. They should be there to educate and inspire and inform, but not to cheerlead.
So what kind of research do you do before you're going then? I mean, we don't even know all of the athletes. Just yesterday, we were doing trials in this country for gymnastics athletes to make the team. So you can't necessarily research their names yet, but do you research cultural things? Are you learning Portuguese?
No, not learning Portuguese, but in the case where that is the native tongue, the IOC requires the mother tongue of the country, then they require public address announcers in both English and French. So down there in many cases will be, and I worked in that environment in Greece during the Summer Games in Athens, where there will be three languages coming out over the loudspeaker. But right now I'm accumulating as much data and as much research in a wide variety of sports. Cycling is one that I follow closely, track and field, the marathon, for example. Some of those events it would be pretty easy for me to get plugged into.
When you're doing PA announcing in a live venue, what are the challenges that might be different than TV broadcasting, where the viewers at home have the best camera angles and can see all of the action? Because as those of us who like going to live sporting events know, it's a fantastic atmosphere, but you're not always seeing all of the action.
Yeah, and that's a wonderful question. I would respond by saying, you know, the rights holders around the world, which NBC, of course, is the U.S. rights holder, I mean, they're able to critique and explain great moves as well as ones that maybe aren't so good. Our job is really to present the information unadorned. Consider that we're talking to a really multinational crowd out there, fans from all over the world. And it would be a great mistake to go down as a representative of any country and really cheer your nation on. So I think neutrality is the biggest thing. And then I think we tend to do a lot less analysis of the program than the TV broadcasters or radio broadcasters do.
What are you most excited for, just between you and me?
I love the Olympics, and, you know, it began for me with ABC Sports in Lake Placid in 1980. It's been an amazing journey. With all the attendant problems of the games, and there are many, I believe in the Olympic movement as a force for peace and brotherhood and goodwill in the world. I think it's vitally important, and to be able to play just a small role in anything like that is incredibly powerful to me and very humbling. And I'd like to tell the announcers, and this is not the first time that I've schooled announcers before. I did it in Salt Lake and Sochi and other places as well. But I think I really like people that have a tear in their eye when they're watching the opening and closing ceremonies, when they watch an inspired performance. Those are the kind of announcers that I look for. And my boss down there is somebody I've worked with at many Olympic Games. There is quite an interesting sort of traveling group of people that take their knowledge and their bag and go around the world. I mean, Sochi was an incredible experience, not only culturally, but to really get to work with and make friends with a lot of the Russian people who are volunteers over there. So, all of that really engages me very much.
Well, Peter Graves, I hope you have a great time in Rio. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Peter Graves of Thetford is a sports broadcaster. He'll be announcing live sporting events at the 2016 Summer Olympics in Rio.